Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. That's right. There's no stopping us now. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. There's no stopping us now. That's right. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to your show. Welcome. And listen to this, folks. The phone number, in case you missed it, 407-894-1680. And if you missed that phone number before, you might have missed 400 shows, and they're all archived. So go to our webpage. We archive the show when this show's over. You can listen to it or any of the other shows in case you missed it. Our Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. That's our website, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. In case you missed any part of any show or tonight's show. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. This is trivia time. What, Lynn?
You forgot to let me tell Chris something.
Oh, go tell.
Yeah, talk. Chris, guess what?
You found Chris, them?
I found them, and I'm going to give them to you. They say, please go home. It's past our bedtime.
Like
okay? There's 30 cocktail napkins here, and you're welcome to them. I'm downsizing.
That's a cute way to say it.
Yeah, I'll give them to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I like that, too.
All right. Sorry to interrupt, Michael.
So it's trivia time, folks. I want to know who's singing this song. Big song. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. Okay, so if you didn't hear, I just sneezed off the air.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
And all who's singing the song?
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind.
You know how to play this. Great song. You don't know, it's a Christmas song. Who's singing the song? Okay, Chris. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That's a great Christmas song. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. 1680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Like to hear from a new caller first. Any new callers listening to the show? Go on now. If you know who's singing that song.
That's an amazing voice there. Really
I'll tell you right now, it's not Bing Crosby. And it's not Johnny Mathis.
It's not Bing's brother either.
Oh, and David, speaking of songs, I've got the correct version for you for next Sunday, for Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've forgotten.
It was
now.
Frosty, but with the particular artist you wanted.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, once I heard it, then I kind of remembered that voice.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny voice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's from the 1950s, right?
Well, I don't know when that one came out originally, but he has a kind of a funky voice like Burl Ives did, in a way. Unusual.
Yeah, next Sunday's going to be a very different show. Next week's going to be Christmas.
We're going to be working.
We're working.
Christmas Eve.
For those people who would like to listen to the show, we'll be playing some Christmas songs, but we'll be live on the air. We'll have trivia and
well, we don't want anybody to feel alone on Christmas Eve.
It's a perfect thing to do on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Together with your family.
Chris will be with us too.
You don't even have to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
Just tune in on the radio.
We thought that would be fun. We'll have some of our listeners are going to join us and special guest co-hosts. Yep.
So yeah, anybody calling yet?
Playing the music again.
Yeah, he liked it so much.
If I had one wish.
I can't believe it.
I know there's got to be a caller.
I can't believe people aren't calling in knowing this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got people called in. I was just on the phone trying to get some information. All right. So
any new callers?
Yes, I got one new call. I got one new caller from Winter Garden, Florida. Of course, I got our good friend Tony from Wellington. And we have our very own Dr. Sheila from Orlando on the phone line.
Oh, my goodness.
So what was the new caller?
The new caller, his name is Lloyd. Lloyd, all the way Lloyd. From Winter Garden, Florida.
Cool.
His name is Lloyd. Lloyd, how you doing, Lloyd?
Okay, great, great, great. That song you was playing, you want to know the name of the singer?
Yes, we want to know the name of the song and the artist.
Who's singing the song?
Yeah, the name is Temptation. What's that the name of the singer?
Oh, he's right. He's 100% right. It was The Temptations, correct.
Yes, sir.
Silent
Yay,
Night.
Lloyd.
There you go. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming your way.
Good job, Lloyd.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Merry Christmas,
Keep on listening.
Buddy.
Hey, Lloyd, thank you so much, Lloyd.
It pays You're to welcome. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Keep on listening.
All right. That's Lloyd all the way from Winter Garden, Florida, who called in with the trivia. I already got his information, so he's covered. Let's say hi to Tony real quick, see how Tony's doing. Happy holidays to you, Tony.
Hey, you guys also.
Yes, sir.
It's a shame somebody got it right.
I know.
Tony.
That song is from the 60s.
You thought you were eating that Subway already, didn't you?
He said, "That's a shame. Somebody got it right. I gotta use that, Tony. I gotta use that one. That was a good one.
Everybody should know who that is."
Hey, Tony. Yeah. Thank you so much, Tony.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Hey, Hanukkah's over and it's Christmas coming up. You guys have good holidays, okay?
Yes, sir. Likewise.
You too. Stay safe.
Okay. Enjoy.
Better luck next time.
Who else on the line?
That Sheila, but she said she'll hit us back later.
Okay, you can call back later.
That was Sheila. Funny. He said, "That's a shame somebody else got it."
I'm telling you,
I got to use that one.
He had that in his mouth.
I got to use that one. That was great.
He thought he had it in the bag. Ah, that's okay, Tony. There's always next time, buddy.
All right. Do we have our guests here yet?
No, that will be after the break.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So why don't you tell everybody about your show, Chris?
Which one?
Well, the one on Monday night. How about that?
Okay.
One?
So Monday nights, I kind of do classic. I kind of do it back in a little bit at the 7 o'clock hour, the classic gym. But it's my Tuesday night show that you see me on most of the time.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
For Saints and Romance.
That one.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Yes, yeah, Saints.
Yeah, that one's a troublemaker show.
Right.
Yeah. You instigate these questions.
Saints and Romance.
Saints.
Yeah, because I'm looking for those that are saved and in the church and in the house of God, but also I'm looking for the other saints that just ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for all saints, because to me everybody is saint, and then we just need to put romance in your saint.
Okay.
The show was created out of the pandemic because we didn't know who people were going home to, and those were some questions that, you know, just to ask some questions, have a conversation, because you need to have some of those conversations, like what do we do, life after we break up, or life after you gone and I'm still here. You know, can I get remarried? Things like that of that caliber, or can I, you know, see other people, or this ain't working.
I'm not gonna let my wife listen to that show.
But they're thought provoking questions,
right? You know, and then of course, you know, looking for like one of my questions this week. I give you a precursor. If you pull up to the gas station and Lynn, you're driving, right? And let's say Michael is partially visually impaired, I don't expect him to get out the car. But for those guys that are sitting on the driver's side playing on their phone while she get out and pump the gas, you know, that's a pet peeve. That's a pet peeve of mine. So even though if we are just friends, as a gentleman, I should always get out the car and at least pump the gas. You can go inside and pay for it, but I at least get out the car and pump the gas.
You know, yeah, what? Michael usually goes inside and pays for it, and I just wait till he pays, and then I pump the gas.
Right.
I always pump the gas for Brenda. If I'm with her, I'm always the one pumping the gas, and she'll put in the card and the info. But yeah, I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, but see, you know, it's the guys that sit. There's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, I know. That's a little
bit. Yeah, I get it.
They just sitting there playing on their
phone. Just being lazy.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Just say it as it is. Laziness.
You got a broken leg?
Yeah.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong. If there's nothing, fellas, you need just get out the car and pump the gas. That's all.
So before we go to break, Chris, what time? So it's Tuesday nights and what time?
Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Saints and Romans.
A great show. Yep.
Sounds like
you'll
trouble.
See Chris. You'll hear Chris. All right, we better go to break.
We're going to break. Yep, we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. Wow. Okay. It's time to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Michael saying, don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Michael. It's holiday time, and I want to thank all our listeners, all our sponsors, for allowing us to come in your home and enjoy Blind and Beyond radio show.
And this is Lynn. We'd like to wish you all a healthy and happy holiday season, and we can't wait to come back in 2024 for another fabulous year on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hi, this is Dave Hillebrand with the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And this is Brenda Hillebrand.
And we just like to say, Merry Christmas!
And happy holidays.
All the best to you and your family, and looking forward to seeing you next year with more fun and prizes.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Sela Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. Sela co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when Sela's intervention has ended. Since 1978, Sela and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Hi, this is Gary Sinclair, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Once again, the holidays are here, and I want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas and a blessed and safe new year.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. That's what they say. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Phone number to call in, which I hope you can, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And Lynn, you are definitely up.
Okay, well, joining us now is Peter Cucciavi, who is the Accessibility Manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, it's good to hear your voice. Say hi to Dave.
Good to hear you, man.
And Chris is in the studio.
Likewise, likewise. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Great, great, fantastic. It's that beautiful time of year, right? A lot of jingles and fun in the air.
I know, right? Happy time.
Peter.
Yes.
It's Michael. Got to ask you a question. I don't know if Spectrum can do this or not, but I was just wondering, because I called one of my friends today and I told him about a certain programs on the air. If I called somebody who had Spectrum who's blind and I say, there's a certain program on right now you should listen to, can they get it? Can they pick it up? How would they do it? Put that way.
If you call,
can they do it on Spectrum? Because I can't do it on my television. That's for sure.
What are you asking for again, Michael? If you call in to the customer service phone number?
No. If I call a buddy of mine and I say, "There's a picture on you should see right now." If I mention the name of the picture to my friend, my buddy, can he on a Spectrum, if he has Spectrum, can he get it?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. In fact, with the latest
Zumo
product that we've been talking about with Zumo,
yep.
You've got the voice input functionality. So whether you want to type it in, you can type it with the, by the way, on that Zumo remote, one thing that I didn't mention before is that numeric keypad mirrors the alphabet as well, like you would find, let's say, on a cell phone. So you've got the ABC on the letter one, DEF on the letter two, on the letter two, and then DEF on the letter three, and so on. So you can type it in as well. But the nice thing is you just hit the voice input button and you say the name of the title or the star of the movie or show, however it is that your friend communicated that to you. You say that into your remote and you can find it right there on the spot. If it's playing live, it'll connect you to it. Or if it's something that's on demand, it'll take you to the options to add it to your favorites or watch it.
If that's one of the network things, you can just say the network name.
That's right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I wanted you to discuss tonight, if you didn't mind, was the Zumo device, because not everybody knows about it. And how do they go about getting it?
I was just curious about that because...
But if they have the Zumo, all they do is talk to it and say, get me Operation... What was that movie you watched?
Operation Pacific.
Yeah.
With John Wayne.
John Wayne, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so let me say a few words about it. Before I do, if you don't mind, I'd like to... I've got this every several months, this just burning sensation in my pocket.
Oh,
and it turns out it's got $25 of value. It's a Visa gift card.
Oh, boy.
It's looking for a new owner. So, you know, and I figured maybe with all the fun trivia, I could throw in my own little trivia. If you know, we've got Home for the Holidays as a category that you can pull up on this particular application. I've talked about it a number of times. It provides audio description. If you can help me remember the name of this app that provides audio description, I've got a $25 gift card for you. If you don't have a gift card in the past, if you've never gotten one in the past from Spectrum, I'd give you extra brownie points. If you call in, so I'll go ahead and tease that if folks want to call in, and snag that gift card. But going back to the Zumo, do you want to give out the phone number?
Michael, did you want to give out the phone number again?
The phone number is 407-894-1680. But this is now, Peter, so about the $25, if you won already from Spectrum, you can't get it now.
Right. Wouldn't be fair. Is that correct, Peter?
Well, I'd prefer somebody who's never won before. How about
okay.
that? We'll
give
we'll
prefer
you. If you've
never won before from Spectrum, the Spectrum Trivia, you can call up.
That's
407-894-1680. Okay, we have a caller calling in right now?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Shirley from Florida. Now she's from Florida.
Hi, Shirley. You have a question for Peter?
Yes, I do.
Shirley, did you move to Florida?
I'm in Florida right now. I'm usually in Ohio, but we're in Florida at the moment.
This is a good time to be in Florida, yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to know, I had basically kind of two things. Number one, can we get audio description with that new Zumo device, and I may be calling it the wrong name, so please excuse me.
No, that's correct. That's correct.
And also, does it have a DVR as part of it that we can use as a blind person?
Yeah, fantastic question. So, yes, you absolutely got it right. It's kind of a funny name. It's spelled X-U-M-O, a Zumo, so you pronounce it as if it's a Z. It does have the capability to pass through audio description. So if you're used to getting audio description, let's say on Spectrum TV app with Apple TV or any other platform that you watch Spectrum TV on, it's the same stack of capabilities that you're getting here with a few extras. So Cloud DVR, the CDVR functionality, does allow you to record. And, you know, if you've got a recording that you could even set it from your phone. So for this particular device, because it's, you know, just in line with some of the more modern technology that we've been putting out with the Spectrum TV app, you've got the Cloud DVR functionality. If you record in Florida, you go back to Ohio, you can watch that content that you've saved to your DVR there as well. So the other wonderful thing, Shirley, is that you can take the device with you. So you just unplug it from your TV, bring it down with you to Florida, plug it into the TV there, and it's still going to work for you.
But I can't tell it audibly to record, correct? I have to do it through an app?
Oh, to use the voice functionality to conduct the recording?
Right.
That's a great question. I ought to give it a try and give you the answer. How about that?
That'd be great.
I
think I know the answer to your question, but I'm not positive. I don't know if you wanted that now or not.
Let's wait and see if we've got somebody new. And then if not, I'd love to hear it from you. How about that? Can you stay on for us?
Sure. I mean, however you guys want to do it.
Well, she could call back.
Shirley, call back if nobody else calls in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Shirley. So I just teased a couple other facts there, Michael, about the Zumo device. But the other great thing about it, unlike if you're used to having a cable box in your home that passes through the traditional cable signal and you've got your DVR functionality, one thing you know is that box is big and it doesn't go anywhere. It stays in the same spot. So with the Zumo box, it's a stream box. It's a lot smaller. It's got a smaller footprint to it. And it's just an HDMI cable that plugs into the back or side of the TV, wherever you have that port. And that's it. You're off and running. So you can unplug it. You can take it with you wherever you go. Even if you're in a hotel room, you can plug it in. The only thing that really is going to change when you're traveling is because you're off of your network, you might lose some of the local channels to where you were. But as a subscriber, that platform is available to you and will work for you no matter where you go. You want that voice functionality, I'd bring that remote with you. And you can do all the voice search actions. I think there's some new features being added that you can control with your voice. I've got to confirm Shirley's question, whether or not you can activate recording with your voice. But I think there's going to be a continued number of things that we add to the Zumo products so that you can search with your voice. But it's already in a place where it's really focused around your experience as a customer, sort of like the experience that you would have with the traditional cable box, only you've got added functionality.
Peter, this is Michael. All I know is one thing. I wish I had Spectrum. I'm not saying it just because of you, but I'm saying the truth because, like, the other day I wanted to hear the Weather Channel, and I didn't know what channel is it on. What's the Weather Channel on? And Lynn couldn't find it, the Weather Channel. So if you're saying if we had Spectrum, all I had to do is say, get me the weather channel.
That's right. Yeah. Or if you know the number, the channel number, or if you know the specific title of a movie or show, you can say any of those things. And like Dave said, or if it's a network name as well, all of those will work.
Do you have Spectrum, David?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
I do. And in fact, I'm anxious to find out how to get the new Zumo box.
That's what I would like to know. Yeah,
I use the apps all the time. Actually, to be honest with you, I use my regular Spectrum app and the Spectrum News app more than most anything on my phone.
That's great. So, Dave, to answer your question, I mean, I've talked about this number so many times on the air, and I'll just say, you know, if you're a Spectrum customer and you're used to calling the disability support phone number, I would say just call them. That can be your first line of communication with an agent. They can get you set up with the right person that can plug, you know, set you up. But the other great thing about calling the disability support line is you can tell them, hey, I'm visually impaired or I'm blind and I'm a little anxious about setting up the device myself. I don't know, you know, if I'm going to be able to get every step right. They can set you up, you know, because we've got a free truck roll for people with disabilities. They can get you set up with a free truck roll. The field technician will come out to your home and help you set it up and show you how to do it. Or if you're really comfortable with that type of thing, you can just have one shipped to you. And, you know, I got this question once before, I think when I first started talking about it on the air, was whether or not you can buy it outright or, you know, if there's a possibility of doing like a monthly program with it. And there is the opportunity for both. You can buy it outright, or if you go on monthly, I can't recall, maybe it's $5 a month or something like that. You just essentially lease the hardware. Anytime there's a new Zumo box, if you want to upgrade the system, they can upgrade it for you, send you the new one for no additional charge. Or if you're having some troubleshooting issues that you need support with, you have access to that with the lease program as well. So there's a couple of different options for you. And, you know, for those people who have moved away from the cable box, this is a really great alternative if you miss that, you know, a lot of what that offered you.
All righty. Yeah,
totally accessible. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Great. We've got product. A lab set up in the office in our accessibility space. We've got a lab set up, and several of us have tinkered with that. And so right now we're working on an audible remote guide that you'll be able to find online that's read out to you to orient you to the new remote. And then we can get that in large printer braille out to you as well. So that's coming pretty soon here.
All I know is Michael, I'm jealous. I wish we had spectrum. That's all I have to say. Keep on saying the truth. Because
thank you.
Our television does not have any of this. And I can't get spectrum. We don't have spectrum in our area.
The city.
Yeah.
So, that's what happens in living in the country.
That's right.
When you live out in the sticks. We need to get any other callers for the gift card, Peter.
No, well, I think Shirley had an answer. Was she still on, or she can call back?
No, she need. Well, I don't know.
Shirley, call back now.
Call back now, Shirley.
Or unless you want to clarify again what you were trying to find out. I know.
Yeah, so we've got an app that provides audio description and closed captioning, and we've talked about it a few times on the show now. I'll give folks a hint. It's got the word spectrum in it. But there's another very easy word in there that finishes the complete title of the app that provides audio description and closed captioning that we've talked about a few times on the show. We've got, you know, we're right here between the holidays, between Hanukkah and Christmas. Hey, and we've got the home for the holidays category.
Somebody was just talking. Who was that?
That's Shirley?
I don't think so.
I don't know. It was a voice from beyond.
I wonder, maybe it was Peter's wife, Nikita, said, I know. I don't know who it was. Oh, it was you, Dave?
No, it was a woman's voice.
While we're waiting for somebody to call in, Peter, so what are your plans for Christmas?
Well, just staying home, really. This is going to be one of the first times that we get a chance to relax and stay home.
In your beautiful new home.
Yeah, I think we've got Shirley back.
We have Shirley back. Yes, we do. Okay, Shirley, quickly, what's the answer?
Okay, I'm not sure after what you just said last if I'm going the right direction, but I was thinking of Spectrum Access.
You got it, Shirley.
Oh,
Spectrum
she won.
Access.
It's all right, Spectrum so she won Access. A $25 gift card from...
Absolutely. So for those listeners who aren't familiar, Spectrum Access is a free app. You can download it on iOS or Android if you've got a smartphone or tablet, and you can get access to hundreds of titles that provide audio description right there at your fingertips. So thank you, Shirley. You got a $25.
We have our address in Florida.
Shirley, make sure you hold on and give Chris your Florida address.
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thanks, Shirley.
Okie dokie. Well, we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas out there in Colorado.
Thank you so much.
And Happy New Year, since we won't be
right.
talking.
We'll talk to you next.
To you and the talk family. To you guys next month.
We'll be on Christmas Eve.
So if you're home Christmas Eve, you can call in.
That's right. There you go.
Well, he'll be busy with the
we'll
kids.
We'll be tuning in.
Leonardo and his wife. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, friends. Sending love for the holidays. Thanks, Dave.
Same here.
Looking forward to 24.
Sending love.
And don't forget, if you're not busy Christmas Eve, call in.
Yeah,
we're here.
We'll do.
Absolutely. Bye, Chris. Bye. Happy holidays.
You too. All righty.
Okay, we're going to go to break.
A quick break.
A small break. Not a big break. We'll be back. Don't go away. We listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila Young, and I'm one of the co-hosts on Blind and Beyond radio show. I want to wish you and your family a wonderful holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a very happy and safe New Year.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PhoneFaith, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
Hi, this is Charles, wishing you, our Blind and Beyond radio audience, a very blessed holiday season. Looking forward to hearing from you again in 2024, in the new year.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live! From the Spectrum Power Studios.
Okay, we're back. Dave, would you like to continue?
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. You are tuned into the one of the most fun radio shows, certainly on Sunday night. If you want to call in and give us a piece of your mind or anything you can spare is fine. Noah, if you want to call in and tell us about your pet peeves, that's cool. Or if you just want to say hi, is just fine, too. Our phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And I got to tell you real quick, Lynn, the first hour, even this hour, I don't know what's going on, but this is the fastest moving show.
It really is.
It's like, what happened? I mean, the time is totally gone, and it seemed like it was just like one little segment.
I know. It's just the way it is. The more years we're on, I mean, it's just the way it is now. As the years go by, it seems like the shows are faster and faster.
I think we were having so much fun telling our pet peeves. I think the time went by in like a couple of minutes, but
right.
You know, it's pretty funny.
Our next guest I'd like to introduce. This is a funny little story. I was in the market for some homemade Braille gift tags for the holiday to say Merry Christmas. So what did I do? I certainly can't do it. I don't know Braille. So I went on Etsy and I found this nice little website and I bought the gift tags. And I was so impressed with the shipping and the craftsmanship and the quality. I wrote to this, it turns out it was a woman, and I asked her if she would like to be on our show. So welcome, and correct me if my pronunciation is wrong, Madhuri Putta?
Yeah.
Hi, Madhuri. How nice to meet you. And say hi to David, our co-host.
Hi, David. I'm Madhuri. Yeah, you almost got my name right. Not many get right in the first pronunciation.
I got it right.
Yes, you did.
Hey, me. Yay. So correct, but you're the name of your company on Etsy. How do you pronounce Maddiy? Is it just
Maddie?
It is Maddie. Okay, just like
yeah, my friends call me Maddie, and it has a little story behind it. It's my three letters in my actual name, Mad, and DIY is do it yourself, and that's what I do.
I love it.
I do it myself, and yeah, I pretty much do everything by myself.
Well, the reason I asked you to come on, I came right out and I said, are you visually impaired or blind, or are you sighted? And you said, well, no, I'm sighted. But tell the listening audience why you chose to make Braille items.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So as a child, we had a lesson we have two lessons and at different point of ages for me. One about Louis Braille and one about Helen Keller.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me thought, like when I was in fifth standard, and I learned about Louis Braille in fifth standard and about Helen Keller in plus one. That made me think like... how that's a different world, but how can we, the people with sight and everything, how can we visualize their world and design something I have been always with the design right from my childhood. So I've always had this thought of design in my mind at every point of my life. So,
but you learned Braille. You learned Braille.
I learned Braille recently.
Wow.
But that thought, like I wanted to do something purposeful design. It's not just about earning money and doing commercial designs. But even as a child, I used to share this with my father that if at all I want to earn money or do design, that should be first purposeful, serve a purpose, and then only comes the money.
That's a wonderful goal. Isn't that interesting, David?
It really is.
I think it's interesting.
It is very wonderful for me to like how the text or the alphabets, Braille alphabets are composed, and to use the Braille slate was also such a good invention.
The backwards Braille was the Braille slate.
Exactly, but it's like screen printing.
Right, and since you're an artist, you can actually use the shapes of Braille letters and stuff too, in connection with your art as well, which is really neat.
Yeah, exactly. That. And as a child, I remember that I got this thought that how would a vision impaired person would deal with money, currency, like 20 years ago, there wasn't that much of an online thingy, online
still,
banking
it,
or so.
It still is a bummer in a way. It'd be nice if the United States money, the currency was
accessible like in every other country. But thankfully, they're going to do that in a couple of years. So,
but it's
slow going, though, you know.
Yeah, I think there's one bill, isn't there, David? But it's still so far off. What is it? Yeah. I forget the $10 bill or the, I don't remember.
Yeah, but the 10 or the 20 maybe. And, you know, Canada and literally every other country in the world's got something except for
Jamaica. So, Marty, tell the audience who might be interested in your products, tell them what you make.
Oh, yeah. I'm a graphic designer by profession, but then I love doing crafts. So I quit my job 3 years ago when I was pregnant, and then so I wanted to, you know, not just sit idle in the home, and then I want to be purposeful with my life and be productive actually with my creativity. And then I over 2 years I explored what's something special which is not in the market that I should be able to do and will be useful. Actually, it's not just for a style or decoration purpose, but it should be useful. So I create gift card holders that are really nice, really cute, and you know, nobody can just toss it away after taking the gift card. They'll hold on to it and remember. They'll remember you forever.
Right, and your packaging,
such a memorable.
Your packaging is adorable, and everything is just so cute and neat and beautiful quality.
And if Linda's saying it, boy, it must be true.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to find out how I can go online and find it, because I want to get some stuff.
Yeah. So can you tell everybody, Maddie, only because it's getting a little late and I want to get the information before we go off the air, but how would people find you on Etsy?
Oh, yeah. As of now, it's not. You can actually find me on Instagram. There is my Etsy shop link. Because it is new, it's not showing on the Etsy, even if we type. Even if we search for my shop on Etsy, it's not coming up. That's the way. Yeah, Instagram. It's Maddie Artistry, the same.
And it's Maddiy.
Yes, Maddiy Artistry.
That's it. Okay.
And
Will link you to your Etsy site?
Yes.
Say it again.
In the bio, there is my Etsy shop link, and then that leads to the Etsy shop. There are many other purposeful, useful things that are going to come to my Etsy shop maybe next year in Jan.
Google.
Well, it takes time to put all these things together, and especially when they're quality items.
Yeah, and right now I am doing a holiday market in my city. I live in Texas, Dripping Springs, Texas, so there is a craft fair holiday market going on. I'm participating for the first time.
What city is that in Texas?
Dripping Springs.
Dripping Springs. How do you like it?
Wow, never heard of that one.
Where is that near?
That's near Austin, I guess. It's 25 miles away from Austin.
What an unusual Dripping Springs. That's nice. Yeah. Well, thank you, Maddie, for joining us. What's that?
Dear Force.
We'd like to thank you, and I hope that people will visit your Instagram. And you said it's just Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-Y, Artistry.
Yeah.
I'm going to find you for sure. Thank
you, Michael.
Interesting.
Well, that's
thank
David. Yeah.
Oh, David. Yeah.
Michael's over here.
I'm right here.
Over there.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, we wish you a Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a healthy and happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. Maybe you'll tune in sometime. We're here on any given Sunday.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Thanks for doing such cool stuff, and I'm anxious to check it out.
And I'll keep creating it for you.
And I forgot to tell that it's very inexpensive and free shipping, and it came so quickly you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you, Maddie.
Thank you so much. I'm intending to do some personalized Braille cards in the future.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Good night. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Michael and Dave, I'm turning it over to you. Oh, wait, I have to tell everybody before we go off the air. We wanted to remind you to join us next Sunday, Christmas Eve, with guest co-host Paul Ressler, along with a few of our listeners. Let's see, Nigel Ricards from Boca Raton, Florida, as well as Debbie and Grant Downey from St. Petersburg, Florida, to keep us all of us company. We don't want anyone to feel alone on Christmas Eve. So we,
certainly
Michael,
not.
we're gonna have trivia, right? Play Christmas songs.
Absolutely.
And we hope they call in to wish us Merry Christmas.
Yep. Oh, they've got to.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
We'll be playing a lot of Christmas songs.
Oh, I guess Chris Shaw will be there too.
Yeah, I may try to call in myself.
Well, that would be nice, Dave. We would love it.
If I'm close to a phone, I will.
Oh, that would be nice. Wrap up
I'll
the year
it.
With us.
That would be lovely.
Oh, it would.
I gotta,
okay, did a great job, David, as always.
That was a good topic you guys did tonight.
It was fun, and time flew by. And thank you so much to all the callers and the people that are too shy to call and they were listening. We appreciate you being there and always being supportive. We love you. You're like part of the family. You know, that's what makes the show so great. It's like family getting together on Sunday night, you know? So join us next week.
That's right. We're family.
That's right. Our crazy dysfunctional family. But we love you. But we love you guys. So you
absolutely.
Know
we
is.
Love you. Chris, are you listening? Chris Shaw?
Get ready.
I'm
over here trying to tell Carter. Carter just walked in. I'm sorry.
I was going to tell him to the restroom.
Can you put? Can you on the way out? Can you play?
Wait, we better make sure Chris is going to be there next Sunday.
Yeah. He's going to be there.
Yeah, I'm here next week.
Yeah. Oh, goody.
Can you play the song again by the Temptations, Silent Night?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Roger that.
And the show with that.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
listen,
Carter.
Listen, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be right back. In 1 week. Love you all. Good night. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody. Love you.
Good night.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind.